Thank you, Rabbi Holzer, Rabbi Schoenfeld. My presentation about the illegal use of the OU symbol and how the OU is dealing with them is not specifically unique to Pesach issue, although we seem to get more calls and obviously there's more vigilance as we get closer to Pesach. But it's an issue that really people who care about kashrus, and we know the people who are in the room, the rabbonim, and the people who are listening and watching and are taking the time, obviously are doing that because kashrus is a very important subject. It's a very important part of all of our lives. And we wanted to set the record straight about some of what we're doing, what we are trying to do, and actually what both rabbonim and lay people can do to help us in doing the job right and better. There's one thing that I'd like to start this conversation with. Many people tell us and claim, and many times when I meet people or rabbonim, they say they feel that they think that there's more of a preponderance of illegal use of the OU symbol or other kashrus symbols, actually, than there ever was before. And that's because they see more ads in the paper, they see more alerts, so that leads them to believe that there's more of a problem. So before we made today's presentation, I sat down with our staff, and the OU has three people who are actively involved, two of them on a full-time basis, one does other things besides that, strictly working on what we call trademark compliance, Rabbi Tziviak, Hadassah Herbstman, and Rabbi Katzenstein. And I sat down with them and asked them, well, let's look at the statistics. And truth is, statistically, there's less of a problem than there's ever been before. What has increased considerably are a number of factors. Number one, that the consumers are much more careful. Consumers, when they see a product with a kosher symbol, particularly an OU symbol, don't automatically assume, well, if there's an OU symbol on it, that must be that it's OU certified, and fine. They question, they call, and we actually welcome those questions and calls. They're very, very important to us. The only thing that we'd like to ask is when you question and call, get all the facts as much as you can in front of you, and I'll tell you why. Because in case there is an illegal use of the symbol, or in case we need to do further investigation, we need the evidence that you gather to help us do our job properly. If you tell us, I went into a supermarket, and you don't remember which supermarket you went into, and I think I saw a potato chip, and you don't remember which brand and what type that has an OU symbol, and I want to know, is that and a legal use of the OU, that's going to make it very difficult for us to be able to follow up. If, on the other hand, you have an actual product in front of you, and if we need a copy of the label, you could send it to us, and we need to reimburse you, it will make it much easier. In fact, I could just tell you a story that happened 3 weeks ago. There was a restaurant here in Manhattan that sells kosher and non-kosher product. When I say non-kosher product, I mean shrimp and bacon and ham, mamish treif. Officially, they have the supervision of a rabbi, not affiliated in any way, obviously, with the OU. No OU-affiliated rabbi would certify a restaurant that's serving mamish tarfis and kosher at the same time. And on the menu, they had, we serve OU products with the OU symbol, which of course is very misleading, and people could believe that the OU somehow is endorsing that restaurant. So a consumer walked in, a consumer sent us the menu. It didn't cost them anything. The menu was there for everybody to take. Sent us the menu that was on the counter, and we were able to follow up with it immediately. That kind of work makes our life, and actually the consumer's life, so much better because we could protect the OU symbol so much more. So again, I'm happy to say that there's an increase in reporting, but not an increase, Baruch Hashem, in incidence of misuse of the OU symbol. If anything, there's much more of an aggressive action plan that we have in place when companies misuse the OU symbol. Now, we can make a number of recommendations to Rabbonim and consumers how they could be vigilant and how they could help us and actually essentially help themselves in protecting the OU symbol and making sure that the food they buy is actually OU certified. The first thing that I could say, we are speaking Baruch Hashem today to a conference of Rabbonim, is that we could ask Rabbonim to please post the alerts that we publish on the in the shul. Please let people know about the illegal use of the OU symbol. They're always posted on our website. We can register any Rav to receive these emails. There's obviously no cost for that. Many shuls we found what they have done is sometimes the Rav is busy and he can't take the responsibility of collecting and publicizing this. They appoint somebody from the shul to take care of this, and please forward to us this information, and we'd be very, very happy to post this on and send you these regularly updates. Please encourage, and it sounds funny what I'm saying, but please encourage your consumers, your balabatim, and of course yourselves, to call us and email us about any questions that you have. They're all very, very welcome. As I said earlier, we have a staff of people that follow up on these items. We have a staff of people that answer all kashrus calls. Rabbi Holzer spoke about our ability and willingness to follow up on these calls. Please feel free to take advantage. But what can you do to make sure that you're not, chas v'shalom, buying a product that's not really kosher? Well, the first rule I can recommend is that you should read letters of kosher certification carefully. And this example comes up very, very often in ice cream stores. There are, I would say, the OU certifies all the major ice cream brands in the country. And those that aren't OU certified are probably certified by different agencies. So most ice cream that you will buy, whether it's in-house label or private label, are kosher certified. But what happens is there are also a lot of ice cream shops, ice cream stores throughout various communities. Those stores are very unlikely to be certified. Certainly, not one of them is certified by the OU. Amongst all the stores that we certify and all the facilities we certify, the OU does not certify one ice cream store. Yet, you will find the OU letter in many, many stores. And as much as we try to tell them that you can't put up a letter in a store that's not OU certified, they're not saying that they're saying they're not doing anything wrong, because the letter doesn't say that this store is certified. The letter says that Häagen-Dazs ice cream is certified, and it is certified. It's just not certified once the seal is broken, once it's being served in a retail shop. But what you have to do is, and again, you have to encourage your balabatim, is to look at the letter. And you'll find that on the letters that we certify for ice cream specifically, we write it very clearly that we only certify products in closed containers. So an item being sold in that store is certainly not certified and certainly not under in any way our responsibility. So what happens is, unfortunately, people walk into a store, they see a letter of certification hanging, and that they don't bother reading. The letter certification could not even be for ice cream. The letter certification could be for Coca-Cola. But it has an OU on it, and it has Rabbi Ganak's signature on it, and that's all they need to know. So, again, people have to read letters of certification carefully. I'm just going to mention it, although that's not the topic. Besides the fact that we don't certify ice cream stores, and there's no way of knowing that the ice cream store is selling the ice cream they purportedly sell, they also certainly use many other products like ice cream cones and sprinkles and syrups that you certainly have no way of knowing what's going on. And even if they claim that all the ice cream they buy is from a specific brand, and they'll even show you a tub that has an OU or a different hashgacha on it, that doesn't mean that you don't know what they're putting in. You don't know what other tubs that they have that they're not showing you. Certainly, a product that needs hashgacha should not be bought that way. Another very, very important issue that has become much more prevalent in the last couple of years and much more of an area of concern, and that's what we call repackaged foods. You know, I'm not that old, but I'm not that young anymore. And when years ago, the way it worked is when you went into a grocery store or supermarket, everything they sold was a packaged good that they bought from a manufacturer. If they had nuts, it came from a nut manufacturer in a sealed can or bag from the nut manufacturer. If they had meat, it came from whoever sells meat or fish. Essentially today, every supermarket or even local grocery stores in the smaller communities is a factory. And you will walk into the back of the store and you will see that they are repackaging every type of food possible. Meat, poultry, fish, cake, and certainly candies and nuts, etc. Most of these stores, again, I don't want to make any rules, but most of these stores are not certified. Again, the OU has not certified any store of such a type. And you will find that they are using illegally the OU symbol when they repackage such a product. In fact, the OU has had numerous meetings with the state of New York. We have a written policy written by the Consumer Affairs Department of New York State. Rabbi Weiss is the commissioner involved in kashrus protection in New York State. That is an illegal use of the OU symbol and can be prosecuted by law. Again, because our symbol and our hechsher is only relevant until the product is opened. So if you have somebody who is repackaging product and claims to repackaging, the product that he's repackaging is OU, that may be true, and it also may not be true, and there's also nobody certifying or supervising that's the case. And as I said a moment ago, they're not just repackaging candies. They're repackaging meat. They're repackaging poultry. There are rabbanim here from Flatbush. We don't have to review, but there was a story about 2 years ago in Flatbush where somebody was doing this, where they were repackaging meat products, and they were packaging products that were supposedly OU glatt, and they were actually repackaging products that were kosher but not glatt, and then selling the product as glatt. And just like that could happen with glatt, from kosher to glatt, chas v'shalom, it could happen from treif to kosher. We ourselves had a situation in Brooklyn last year where somebody was repackaging candies and writing on them that they were OU kosher for Pesach, and the candies were not kosher for Pesach. And this is, unfortunately, a situation that comes up on a daily basis. And again, if people will tell the stores, when you buy product and they have repackaged product, and you ask them who's certifying and who's supervising the repackaging, and the store will know that they're not going to be able to sell that product because they have no right to use the kosher symbol, that will prevent these kind of problems. But it's, again, the responsibility of the consumer to follow this up and to recognize and be educated on what is actually happening. Another very important issue. Although the OU, for many years, has the OUD symbol to indicate that a product is dairy, when the product has an OU parav, or just a plain OU, the product does mean parav, that doesn't mean that a consumer should not read the label. It's always important to read a label, and just because it says OU, if you see milk or cream or cheese on the label, assume that it's milchig. Don't assume that because they put the OU on it, it's parav and they could have milk on the ingredients. Having a kosher symbol should not be a reason not to look at label. And if you see something that doesn't make sense, please call us. And that leads into another very common area. Everybody in every field of food production is doing what's called brand extensions. You know, there used to be plain Cheerios. Now there's all different forms of Cheerios. And it's in every food item, certainly in the more popular products like potato chips and other types of products such as that. They make different flavor of the same product. But you can never assume that just because the old fashion, the old product that you always bought and was always certified, and you know is still certified, that means that the brand extension of that same product is automatically certified. That's something that very incorrect assumption. And you should make sure that a brand extension of the same product bears a kosher symbol. And if it doesn't have a kosher symbol, don't assume. If anything, you probably should. It's probably a good proof that it's not certified. One more area, I don't want to go past my time, but one more important area where consumers can get misled. Many times there are advertisements, whether print advertisement or now we live in the age of the internet, and products are advertised as kosher, or you see the advertisement, they have a kosher symbol on them. And people assume that because the advertisement had the kosher symbol on it, then when I'll go to the store, I don't have to look for the kosher symbol anymore, because this is the product that was advertised. And when it was advertised with a kosher symbol, that means that the store is selling it with a kosher symbol. Firstly, it's hard enough for us to supervise what's going on in the supermarkets and trying to follow up what's going on in the stores. For us to also start controlling advertising is almost impossible. Moreover, sometimes it's an honest mistake. Because what happens in many large companies is that they launch marketing plans weeks and months in advance of actually having the product in the store. And that they assume that by the time the product will be in the store, the product will be certified. So when they start the advertising campaign, they put the kosher symbol on it. And then for whatever reason, the product is not certified by the time it hits the market. They don't put the OU symbol on the product because it's taken not certified. But that marketing plan that they've been working with for weeks and that you've been seeing all the time is incorrect. And therefore, relying on an advertisement to translate itself that if it has an OU on the advertisement, it will have an OU on the product is just unacceptable. We always try to say that we try to be as service-oriented as possible. But the one thing that we can't do is we can't have mashgichim join every consumer on their trip to the supermarket. It's a little difficult. So we need you, the consumer, and the rabbonim to help us educate the consumers that they have to. Each one of us has to be somewhat of a mashgich on ourselves, and a mashgich in our supermarket expeditions to make sure that we're taka buying product that's certified, and that we should be able to continue in this wonderful work. Thank you.